Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because it is time once again, for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm excited for you to be on the hot seat, but before we do this week's show, let's clear up your challenge from last time.
I said, start with two of the five answers to last week's questions, which two was for you to figure out. Change one letter to a C, and you can rearrange the result to spell the seven-letter name of an African country and the five-letter name of an African river. What are they?
I got to the river okay, which is Congo, but I'm not sure about the country.
The Congo is the river, and if you start with origin and orange, you can change one of those R's to a C, and you can spell Nigeria and Congo.
Ah, good one.
Thank you. All right, speaking of good ones, I hope you have some. What do you got?
Well, Mike, by now, I hope many of our listeners have had the COVID-19 vaccine, and depending on which brand you signed up for, you may have needed a second dose. In honor of the second vaccine dose, each answer today will be a double talk word. Also known as a dorado or dolphin fish, what species attracted to floating brown algae is often found in the Indian Ocean, Gulf of Mexico, and Hawaii?
That's something I have in common with this fish, the mahi-mahi.
What is, the brown algae thing?
Yes.
The mahi-mahi is correct. The name means strong in the Hawaiian language. The first name of the man who embarked on the Bach Project, 36 concerts in 36 days on six continents, or an axis, eternal throw, or Duncan?
Ah, so the person is Yo-Yo, as in Yo-Yo Ma, and the other thing is also a yo-yo.
That's right. And speaking of vaccines, Yo-Yo Ma is the cellist and, it should be said, Berkshire County resident who went viral last month for performing an impromptu concert while waiting for a COVID vaccine. I knew you would do that. Portrayed on screen by Bob Newhart in 1970 and Lewis Pullman in 2019, what military leader in a 1961 novel is said to closely resemble a third actor, Henry Fonda?
So I believe that the films and the novel you were talking about is Catch-22.
Yes.
And so the character is Major Major.
Right. And actually, Major Major's name is Major 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 Major, if you want to go down that road. Yeah, the book, as you say, is Catch-22 by Joseph Heller. Heller was the subject of a 2011 biography called Just One Catch. Also referred to as the Kenya Emergency, what 1950s rebellion, the origins of whose name remain uncertain, eventually led to the election of Jomo Kenyatta as prime minister in 1963?
You know, it's probably something that I have heard of, but I'm going to admit that I cannot bring it to my mind, so you're just going to have to tell me.
Okay, that's the Mau Mau Rebellion or Revolution.
Right. Okay.
And finally, chronologically speaking, who's missing from this list? Kurt Waldheim, Javier Perez de Cuellar, blank, Kofi Annan, Ban Ki-moon, and the current Antonio Guterres.
Giving me the opportunity to say one of the best names of ever, Boutros Boutros-Ghali.
That's right. And what's this a list of?
It's the Secretaries General.
That's
there you
right.
Go, plural, of the United Nations.
Indeed. And Boutros Boutros-Ghali from Egypt served from 1992 to 1996. Well, Mike Nothnagel was really, really good this week. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or after you are finished hearing Double, you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions and hear Double again because there's some extra credit along with the questions you just heard and can, I guess, hear for the second time. So is that quadruple? Who knows? There's also a challenge. Ian.
Start with a one-word proper name much in the news this year. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the two-word name of a hit song from the 1970s. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.